Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Romans 9:14-24. Romans 9:14-24. What then shall we say? Is God unjust? Not at all, for he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. It does not therefore depend on human desire or effort, but on God's mercy. For Scripture says to Pharaoh, I raised you up for this very purpose, that I might display my power in you, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. Therefore God has mercy on whom he wants to have mercy, and he hardens whom he wants to harden. One of you will say to me, then why does God still blame us? For who is able to resist his will? But who are you, a human being, to talk back to God? Shall what is formed say to the one who formed it, why did you make me like this? Does not the potter have the right to make out of the same lump of clay some pottery for special purposes and some for common use? What if God, although choosing to show his wrath and make his power known, bore with great patience the objects of his wrath prepared for destruction? What if he did this to make the riches of his glory known to the objects of his mercy, whom he prepared in advance for glory, even us, whom he also called, not only from the Jews, but also from the Gentiles? Let us reflect on the theme, trusting in the sovereignty and mercy of God. Dear friends, in life, where events and outcomes often escape our grasp and understanding, the sovereignty of God stands as a sign of hope and trust. The scriptural passage from Romans 9:14-24 offers insights into the nature of God as both sovereign and merciful. It reveals a God who is in control, who dispenses mercy and executes judgment not based on human merit, but according to his own divine will and purposes. This reflection invites us to explore the depths of God's sovereignty, the purpose behind his actions, and the inclusivity of his mercy. As we contemplate the imagery of the potter and the clay, we are reminded of our own place within God's creation. We are the work of his hands, fashioned for purposes both known and unknown to us. This perspective humbles us, calling us to trust in God's wisdom and sovereignty, recognizing that his plans are designed for the ultimate display of his power, his justice, and his mercy. My dear friends, the purpose of God's power and glory demonstrated through historical narratives like that of Pharaoh reveals a God who is intentional in his actions. His decisions, even those that involve hardening of hearts, serve to manifest his glory and power across the earth. This theme challenges us to look beyond our immediate circumstances, trusting that God is weaving a larger story of redemption and glory, one that includes all creation. Moreover, the inclusivity of God's mercy extending beyond the Jews to embrace the Gentiles underscores the boundless nature of his grace. It reminds us that God's mercy knows no boundaries, inviting all into the fold of his love and salvation. This universal call to grace encourages us to embrace the diversity of God's kingdom, recognizing the richness of his mercy towards all people. There are two questions for reflection. One, how does recognizing God's sovereignty over our lives change our perspective on the trials and challenges we face? Number two, in what ways can we better embrace and celebrate the inclusivity of God's mercy in our communities and beyond? Heavenly Father, we stand in awe of your sovereignty and grace. Your ways are higher than ours, and your wisdom surpasses all understanding. Help us to trust in your divine plan, especially in moments when our paths seem clouded and uncertain. Teach us to see your hand at work in all things, guiding us towards your purposes and glory. We thank you for the reminder of your inclusivity, that your mercy and love are boundless, extending to all corners of the earth. Help us to be bearers of that love, to embrace the diversity of your creation, and to celebrate the unity we find in you. Grant us the grace to trust in your sovereignty, to rest in the knowledge that you are shaping us for honorable use, and to live out the call to reflect your mercy and love in the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.